It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, your host, and this is The George Williams Show. We're so glad to be back behind the mic, folks. We have a lot to talk about, and we do have a special guest tonight that will be later on during the show. After this first commercial, we'll have our guests on. There's a lot to talk about, and that's what we're going to do. We've got the local elections coming up in August, on the 26th of August. That is very important, folks, because those are the elections for the mayor and also for the city council folks, okay? Our number here is 251-343-0106. That's 251-343-0106. You can give us a call at that number to talk with our guests or to ask me questions or whichever. And you can also text us at that number. Now, folks, at the same time, this our show is being broadcast, and we're keeping those tapes. So if you ever want to go back and listen to our show over again, you can do that at FM Talk. TALK1065.com. That's FMTalk1065.com. And you can also put an app on your iPhone also, folks. We have an app, and you can go back and listen to our shows. All right, what are we talking about tonight? Ooh, we have a lot to talk about. And I wanted to talk about, before our guests come, the local elections. Mobile elections for mayor and city council. I think that's very important because from what I know, the Democrats are putting a lot of money out for that election, not only in Mobile County and Mobile itself, but in Baldwin County, a lot of counties, the Democratic Party is putting a lot of money into these local county races. Now, they haven't done that too much in the past, folks, but they're doing it now. And we Republicans are countering that, okay? So in the Mobile race, we have one person in the race. That's Barbara Drummond. She's a Democrat. And we have three Republicans in the race. And we do not want to turn Mobile, the city of Mobile, into a Birmingham or a Montgomery, folks. The Democrats want Mobile under Democratic control, and they want Huntsville under Democratic control. And we cannot allow that. Believe me, we cannot allow that. And you look at all these other Democratic cities, and there are some small cities in Alabama in these Democratic counties, and they're not doing too well. Definitely not doing too well. So remember, when you get out to vote, and also the city council races, but, you know, the mayor race, city council race, they're all nonpartisan, okay? But they are partisan. I'll put it that way. The mayor's race, more so than the city council race, okay? And then you look at the city council race, and I'm glad we have several candidates running in those races, because there are certain individual city council folks we have, and I call them zeros, folks. They are zeros. So we must elect somebody that's going to do something good for your council district and for your mayor. You must. Don't elect them because they're white or black. Elect them because they're doing something good for your district or for your city. And I think we had enough with Sam Jones for the mayor of Mobile, in my opinion, from what I I heard, he wasn't that good of a mayor, okay? Sandy has been doing much better. And we are going to have a mayor out of the four. Connie Hudson, Paul Prine, Spiro, the judge, and Barbara German. So we will have a new mayor, definitely. And I'm hoping we have at least three or four new city council folks, okay? And Pritchett, I don't know what to say about Pritchett. I'm telling you. I just can't believe Pritchett. You know, you have Jimmy Gardner, the mayor over there, who is not the mayor, but he's the mayor. And you have the corruption, and you have the lack of proper police coverage in the city of Pritchett. As a matter of fact, the sheriff's department has gone in to assist him. And I really think that is because of the mayor and some of the city council folks. So let's pray for Pritchett, I'm telling you. We've had one of the guests, Clark Vaughn. He's been on our show. He's running for Mayor Pritchett, and he's a law enforcement man. I think he'll be much better. See, in these cities, folks, in my belief, you've got to have somebody with guts. With guts, and who knows how to direct the police department, the fire department, especially police, because if you don't have proper police in your city, crime is up, you're going to lose everything. Businesses, residents, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose them. So you have to start off with a good police department, folks. And that's the way it is. You have to. So we are hoping that during these elections, those who will be going into office will be someone who will help the community, help the city, help the council, and help the state, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. All right. I believe we have a caller on the line. Let's see who it is, Philip. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Are you there? Hello.
Hey, George. It's Matt McKenzie.
Ah, here he is, folks. Our special guest, Matt McKenzie. He is currently a county commissioner in Baldwin County. How you doing, Commissioner?
I'm doing fine, George. Thanks for having me.
Great. Baldwin County, how's Baldwin County doing now? I live in Baldwin County, I know, but I want our audience to know.
Baldwin County's doing great. We've got a lot of projects going on over here in Baldwin County. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of industry that's coming to Baldwin County, done found Baldwin County, and it wants to move here. So we're doing great. Thanks for asking.
Great. I know we have a lot of new residents moving in because, you know, when you... I look at Baldwin County, say, in 2007, okay? And we had, according to what I know, less than 100,000 people. And you look at us now, and we're reaching the 300,000 mark.
Yeah, I think it's around 250 to 260 mark. And, you know, it's growing every day, George, and you know that.
Right.
People have found Baldwin County, and they love it, and they want to move here. So I get it. I understand it. But we're trying to do a great job of trying to manage the growth as best we can as county commissioners, because, you know, we can only do so much.
Right. Well, you know, I'm glad you're on. You're my guest, and we have a lot to talk about. And
sure,
we're getting ready in about another minute to go into our first commercial break. But just tell people, our audience, a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I lived here in Baldwin County most of my life. I went in the Marine Corps right after a few years after high school in 1990, served 5.5 years in the Marines, got out, wanted to get into law enforcement. Jimmy Johnson was the sheriff in Baldwin County at the time, and he sponsored me through the police academy. Nobody around here was hiring back in 1995. There was, you know, budgets were cut or were real slim. And,
right.
You know, so I did that, went into law enforcement, became a police officer in Eufaula, Alabama, and then came an Alabama state trooper, served 25 years and decided to retire and then got into politics. And now I'm one of your county commissioners.
Wow. That is great. So, you know, a Marine. But I went to the Marines a long time before that. But once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's right. We are Marines. You earned that title, that Eagle, Globe, and Anchor when you graduated. You earned that title, and that's something to be very proud of, all the Marines.
That's true. All right, we're going into our first break. So if you could just hang around, and then we'll continue after the break.
All right. Thank you, George.
All right, folks. Baldwin County Commissioner Matt McKenzie. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks. All right. We are here with the Baldwin County Commissioner, Matt McKenzie, and we're so glad to have him as our guest tonight. Matt, what is happening in Baldwin County now?
Well, you know, last month, the county commission and the county engineer and his team, and they spearheaded it and brought it to our attention. It's a program that we have. It's called the 30 Cube Program.
32.
And what that consists of is by 2030, we're going to spend around $60 million. And what that means is that's $30 million from the county, and that's $30 million from the municipalities. Not each municipality $30 million, but the total.
Okay.
And that's just a program that we want to do, have an agreement. We've already got two agreements with Gulf Shores and Foley to help with their infrastructure, and it would help with the county infrastructure too. And that's not going to, George, that's not going to alleviate or stop any other programs that we've already working on. This is something additional that we are going to budget and to do, because we've got to do something here in Baldwin County with this growth that we're having here. That's what I've heard since day one being on a commission. We don't have the infrastructure, and we are doing the best we can on what we have, and I know we got to do better. And the county commission is doing better. And I really like the program. So I'm really proud of the highway department, Frank Lundy, Mark Ackerman, and our engineers for, you know, coming up with this program.
Wow. Wow. Are there programs like this in the state, or is this something that...
You know, I don't know. I don't think so, because Frank and the engineering team come up with it. Now, they might have got the idea from other states or other engineers, because that's what it's all about, sharing network, sharing, talking about things, and what can each county do or the cities do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a good thing throughout Baldwin County.
Right. And also, the county commission is building a new jail in Bay Minette.
Yes. That's almost finished. I just got an email this week about a tour and to go look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of it as a county commissioner. And almost a $70 million project. And
wow.
Does it look awful in Bay Minette? We've got mixed feelings. A lot of people do. They say, man, it looks tacky in Bay Minette. But that was something that the county commission had to go ahead and do before I got on the county commission.
Right.
With the growth and with the incarceration issues that we're having here in Baldwin County.
Right. And it should play a pretty good role with ICE and with the immigration situation.
I would think it would. You know, years ago, when I was an Alabama state trooper, we had that authority with the immigration. It was called the 287G program.
Mm-hmm.
I had that authority to detain illegal immigrants and take them to the local jail if the local jail had a MOU or MOA with immigration. And that's something that's, and with this president we have now, oh, yeah, It's a blessing, so it's a blessing.
Right. What else is happening in Baldwin County?
Well, you know, the Baldwin County Solid Waste Authority, you know, we created that about a year ago, if I remember correctly, and and they've got a lot of things going on. That was something that it needed to happen here in Baldwin County, because with them being an authority, they can do a lot more than what a county commission do. So that can do. So we got a MRF, that's that materials recycling facility, and we got a CHARM. It's the acronym CHARM is called Center for Hard to Recycle Materials. This coming Friday in Fairhope, I'll be doing part of the groundbreaking to get that kicked off. It's going to have like five stations throughout Baldwin County. That's materials that's very difficult to recycle. You know, batteries, you know, different types of stuff that you just don't take to the landfill. Right. So that's something to, you know, that's, you know, George, you know, that's one thing you want to do here in Baldwin County or any state is protect the environment. And that's what we're doing. And I think, and I'm very proud of being, you know, to be on the commission and getting this going. So I'm very proud. And Terry Graham, you know, the chief executive officer of the authority, she's doing an excellent job.
Great. And also down Gulf Shores, they opened up a new airport down there, and they're going to expand that.
Yes, that was very nice. I was invited to go to attend that, and that was very nice to see all that happening. You know, if you want to make a trip to their locations where they got designated, I mean, it doesn't cost that much. And that's going to help citizens get out of here, and it's going to help citizens come, you know, to Baldwin County to see what Gulf Shores and Orange Beach is like and to enjoy Baldwin County.
Right.
It's a good thing. There's a lot happening here in Baldwin County. We just opened up, we just had a groundbreaking, or maybe not a groundbreaking, maybe it's just a celebration to let us know what's happening. There's a company, Boodington, from Germany that's coming to Locksley, and it's going to create about 100 jobs.
Wow.
Good paying jobs. So that's like, and I want to tell you this, George, in Baldwin County, what brought them to Baldwin County and to Locksley, the city of Locksley, is the Preparatory Academy.
Okay.
They saw that trade and them welders and all of that. They said, we want to be here in Locksley and Baldwin County because they can recruit and get people there to go work it, because they need welders and different apprentices. You know, it's going to be a good thing for Baldwin County. Y'all need to look it up, but it's going to be in Locksley.
Can you tell our audience a little bit about the Preparatory Academy?
Well, the Preparatory, is that what you said, George?
Yes.
Well, you know, when it was happening before I got on the commission, and it was finished while I am a county commissioner. It's finished.
Right.
And it's a great thing for Baldwin County. It's attracting a lot of jobs. Companies to come here.
Okay.
And it's something, you know, I didn't go to college.
Right.
But I went in the military and learned something, and that's what a lot of people, if you don't want to go to college, you can go to a trade school.
Correct.
And if you learn that stuff, you can make good money, electrical, mechanical, or whatever, you know, in that they put on there. And that's something that's great for Baldwin County and the citizens here.
Right. And we cannot forget about the $1 billion plus steel mill.
No.
Aluminum.
Yes, Novella.
Aluminum.
Yes. We went to Germany to see the largest Novellus plant that's in operation. We went there over there to look at it, see what they do, and it was just amazing how they make them coals, you know, like that, like the steel plant up there in Calvert.
Right.
And then, you know, Novellus is going to be similar, but, you know, but a little bit bigger, and It's amazing what's going to be coming to North Baldwin, and North Baldwin's going to take off, you know, as soon as that thing gets operational. You know, land prices already are going up there,
right?
Because of Novellus,
and also there are several more companies scheduled to come into that area, because I remember when that 3,500 acres were bought, you know, for that purpose up there.
Yes. And I've heard through some, and I don't know if it's facts yet, but I've heard that Novellus wants to expand a little bit more, and that's something that's going to be very nice too, you know, once they do. So there's job opportunity here. You just got to get out there and look, get on the internet and look for the jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want somebody to say there's no jobs here. There's jobs here. You just might not something that you want to do exactly.
Right. Approximately how many employees are they going to have there?
Ooh, I just went blank because I'm thinking of county employees. I know it's going to be close to 1,000, my understanding.
Right.
And they're good paying jobs.
Good paying.
You know, good. Yes, I think minimum 60 to 62,000 average. You
wow.
know that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's
you know,
awesome.
That's great.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you have any date, opening date?
No, I've heard it many times, and I don't really want to, because I might mislead the people that's listening.
Right.
So I don't want to say a date because I can't remember exactly what they told us. But you know, that's something that's going to be—it's going to be awesome once it gets completed. There's a lot of things. If you can see pictures, or I've heard from Jason Padgett with the North Baldwin Utilities, he said, "Matt, it's just a—you would be so shocked." I haven't seen it in about a couple of months, but it has really progress in a couple of months, and I need to get back up there to look at it to see how much it's grown already.
Yeah, I rode by it, and it's totally,
yes.
It's unbelievable. Now,
yeah.
I remember the Beach Expressway, and they were supposed to come all the way up to 65, and what's happening with that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. What we've decided and to do right now, now the Baldwin County Commission cannot fund this.
Okay.
That is something that's going to be very expensive, probably around $280 to $300 million, probably plus,
right.
And we can't tackle that. What I think is going to happen, what we have done is budgeted some money in our next year is to kind of help with right-of-way acquisitions.
Okay.
You know, try to obtain some property right there north of I-10 to go ahead and start the process.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, if Tuberfield or whoever is the next governor, you know, that's what we've got to really reach out to him and see if we can get him on board to help and our federal partners, because we got to get that started.
Right. I remember when it was built from 10 on down, Governor Bentley,
yes,
and Governor Raleigh was definitely involved with it. And
that's right.
And Governor Ivey. So they really worked on that. And I think it's fantastic,
yeah.
You know?
I do, too. It's going to, you know, a lot of people in the Bayman area are worried that I've heard that it's going to take some of their businesses business. I don't think it will. The locals are still going to go where they need to. They're still going to take the back road, you know, 59 South, if that's ever completed in my term.
Right.
I don't think it will be. But, you know, that's something, you know, it's going to have to happen here in Baldwin County. It's just with the growth that we're in, the hurricane seasons and all that, we've got to have a good evacuation route to head north to get the people out of Baldwin County and get them in safe,
right.
You know, safe areas.
Well, I can tell you. You know, I was a senior vice chairman of the Republican Party, and I can tell you, it looked like we're going back into a commercial break. So we'll continue after the breaks, folks.
Sure.
With County
yeah,
Commissioner
thank you, George.
Matt McKenzie. We'll be right back.
All right, George. Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. This is the George Williams Show, and our special guest, Commissioner from Baldwin County, Matt McKenzie. Our number here is 251-343-0106. Commissioner,
yes, sir.
We before the break, we were talking about the folks thinking that by building the Beach Expressway 59, they would lose a lot of business. Okay, I can tell
yes,
you, they didn't lose any businesses. You go down
that's
59
right. That's right.
Down, okay, from 10
that's right.
To the south. It's just as crowded and jam-packed as it was before the Beach Expressway was completed. I know that, you know.
That's right.
And so
right.
I don't think it's going to hurt going through Baymanette, you know.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I really don't either, George. I think once it's completed and a lot of tourists use it, tourists are still going to want to stop in Baymanette or do things. And So I don't think it's going to hurt, you know, the citizens of that area or businesses in that area either.
Right. What other involvement does the commission have as far as the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach area?
We Orange Beach and Gulf Shores takes care of their stuff. I mean, you know, we will help them if we need to with something, mm-hmm. if they want to work with us and partner with us on something. Right. But right now, you know, we don't have anything that we're working with them. Except, you know, like I said earlier, that 30Q program with that, you know, Gulf Shores, we have an agreement with Gulf Shores that we're helping them with County Road 6.
Right.
Right there in Gulf Shores to make that a two lanes going west and then merging into, and then the turn lane will turn into those apartments. And then when coming to 59, it'll be three lanes and then merging. So it's going to be something that's going to be beneficial for Gulf Shores and Baldwin County.
Right, right. Okay. Now, Commissioner, I've heard you have other aspirations. Tell us about that.
Well, I do. You know, with my background being a Alabama State Trooper and being a city officer for 1 year and being in the Marines, I've got law enforcement's in my blood. You can't get it out. you know, I thought I would retire and not do anything, but after coming in county commissioner and learning and doing the sheriff's office budget, and seeing what they need and trying to help them. And then when Sheriff Hoss Mack decided to retire in the middle of his term, or, you know, I decided that was the perfect opportunity for me to come out and really campaign. And I'm going to run for it. I went to the governor's office and tried to get the appointment,
mm-hmm.
but it's okay. I didn't succeed, but that's okay.
Okay.
You know, I wanted people in Baldwin County and the state of Alabama and the governor's office that I'm planning on running for this job.
Okay.
And it's the sheriff's office belongs to the people of Baldwin County.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my aspiration. I'm going to run. The election is not until May of 19th of 2026, next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of people reach out to me, Matt, where's your signs? Because your opponent's already got signs out. Well, I understand that, but what happens right now this time of the year? You got municipal elections.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got summer storms, you got hurricane season, and I just don't want my signs, because they're very expensive, and I just don't want my signs to be blown away in somebody's yard or whatever. But I've got them on order, and I've got some in, and I'm going to put some out throughout the county. So I do want the Baldwin County residents, you know, to there's two people running for this position, the sheriff that's appointed. And myself, so I want people to have a choice and to look at both of us.
Well, you know that qualification is not until maybe January, okay?
That's correct.
And there could be three or four other people into the race.
That's right. That's right. It could be. I'm hoping there's not. I haven't heard anything, but like you said, George, you know, as long as you got three years of law enforcement experience and over 21 and no federal. A criminal record, a felony, or mm-hmm. you know, live here and all that, and you can qualify,
right?
You know, and so it's everybody's right as long as you meet the qualifications.
All right, okay,
yeah.
All right. Now, getting back to the county commission, is there anything else you want our audience to know? What projects are coming up now? Important projects.
Well, we're still working on County Road 65 corridor, and that's something that I've mentioned before, and that's something major for Baldwin County. That's from Bon Secure all the way to Robertsdale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that the commission has part of their plan, our strategic plan, and we're working on it. We've got some of the area sections already paved, and it's going to help the citizens of Baldwin County get from Robertsdale to Bon Secure and take the back roads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. to get off 59, because that's what you want to do. Because 59 backs up, you know,
yes.
with all the traffic.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And County Road 64, I want people to understand on the eastern shore, County Road 64 has been widening, and you'll see a lot of work going on right now. Right-of-way acquisitions already happened.
Mm-hmm.
We're clearing the utility lines, and utility stuff is being, you know, working on, being moved. Now, it's going to take another year before we finish, but mm-hmm. it's going to be wide. You know, the roads are going to be widened right there through from 181 to the little bridge right there past the Fish, right there at Fish River,
mm-hmm.
little bridge right there on 64. And that's something that's going to help that area, because the way the growth is, we're having so many, especially right there in front of Bell Forest Elementary School. You
right,
know.
Right. You know, because of my law enforcement experience and living up in New Jersey and living all over the world, which I have, I served on the board for about 9 years, the board, County Board of Planning and Zoning. And I see all of these rentals coming up in Baldwin County, and that frightens me.
Yes, and it's happening, but you got to be, and George, you understand just like anybody, you've been on planning and zoning before, and you got to be careful with private property rights and do things right. Mm-hmm. And I want, and you know this, and I mentioned it Saturday at our meeting, a lot of citizens don't realize that the county commission does not receive a lodging tax.
Okay.
And that's something that I would like to see in the near future is to do a study to see, when I say a lodging tax, I don't mean the cities. I mean the unincorporated areas.
Right.
And I know there's going to be people against it, but the way we're growing here, we've got to do something to help public safety and our infrastructure.
Correct.
So if we can earmark some of that funds to those two groups, you know, that will help a lot too. And that doesn't hurt the citizens unless you own a B&B or an apartment that you rent out in the unincorporated areas. Yes, it's going to hit you a little bit, but not that much.
Okay.
Not, you know, so I people don't realize that, and I want people in Baldwin County to understand we don't receive any lodging tax here in Baldwin County at all.
Okay. Yeah, I just worry about that because you look at a lot of these urban cities and, you know, they have all these rentals and a lot of crime.
Oh, yes. And that's what we got. And we got a good planning and zoning director. We got a good planning and zoning commission.
Mm-hmm.
And they do what they can. And everybody says, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've heard so far that, you know, they're not happy with some of them. Well, you know what? This is volunteers that really love Baldwin County, and they're trying to do what's right on both sides, do what's right for the county, and do what's right for the property owner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard. You know that. You remember
well, I know that. I was on it for all those years, you know. And the concern is, you know, what kind of people are coming into your cities and your county.
Yeah.
That is a big concern. That is a big
concern. And there's another thing that concerned me, George, and I mentioned this in a county commission meeting, is that in the next 10 to 15, 20 years, and I'm hope I'm still here, is that, when I mean still here, I'm still on this earth, is that everything south of I-10 is going to be all city if we're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's wanting to annex into a city to try to get their services or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, and I've seen that happen since I've been on the county commission now, and a lot of people, some people don't want to be in the city. But some people do, and I see it. That's going to happen within the next 15 to 20 years. We're going to look like Shelby County or something, one of big cities.
Right.
And I just, and I know at some of it's you know, you can't help it. It's going to happen. But we just got to make sure we do things right here in Baldwin County.
Yeah, because I look at Loxley, and they're way up almost by Stapleton.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, and they don't have the resources to cover that area, and I don't know how they were able to do that to include the preparatory school.
Yes, I don't. I know they're doing a good job, so I don't want to say anything. You know, I haven't heard anything different, but you're right. I'm worried about that in the future, and you know, but you know, hey, if it happens, you know, I can't help it. I've tried to do the best I could.
Correct.
You know, being on this commission, you know, try to do the best I can.
Correct. All right, Commissioner, we definitely appreciate you coming on, and we're going to have you on some more. You know that. You're no stranger.
Yes, I'd love to.
You're no
stranger. No, I appreciate it.
All right, anything else you have for our audience?
No, just, you know, please be safe and just, you know, keep, you know, saying prayers for the people out there in Texas.
Okay.
And just pray for this. We got a little tropical thing that's coming this way, and hopefully it doesn't do any damage here.
Right.
And so just please be safe if it does, and listen to our emergency medical team, our EMA, emergency management team. So just, you know, pay attention to the radio and everything,
right.
TV stations.
All right. Commissioner, we enjoyed you coming on. And
well, thank
you,
George.
We're going to have you on some more.
All right, boss. Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
All right, folks. Commissioner Matt McKenzie. We really appreciate him coming on. I think he's a newcomer there, and he's done a fantastic job since he's been the commissioner. So we really appreciate him. Now, what is happening in the world today, folks? I am so glad that the Supreme Court have finally gotten it together, and they are helping America with their rulings that they're coming up with. Now, the Democrats on that commission, oh, my God, what a bunch of zeros, folks. I really mean that, especially the newest member, the one that did not know the difference between a woman and a man, okay? She is something else, and she should not be on the Supreme Court. But she's on there, and she's on there for life, a lifetime appointment, folks. But the rulings that the Supreme Court has been making over the past 2 months has really helped the administration to drive this country back to where it used to be. Okay, the ruling the other day was permission for Trump to get the Board of Education squared away. I don't think we need a national Board of Education. I think it should be the cities and the states to control education in their state, and not a bunch of bureaucrats making millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and spending all that money for nothing. For nothing. Give that money to the states and let them run their education department in their states. Because you see what's happening now, especially to some of these in some of these state universities, they have all these foreigners in these universities, not only the students but the teachers. Why do we need to hire foreign teachers in our universities, folks? We have enough brilliant Americans. They're taking jobs away from our American professionals. We don't need to hire foreigners in our universities. We don't need that. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening, folks. It's a shame. We'll be back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we are on a mission. And that mission has about five elements in it. And a priority to me, one of the five, is to make sure we get as many Democrats out of office as we can, folks, because they are messing up this country. They don't know what they're doing. And it's very difficult. I mean, look at what Biden did, all of the illegals that he allowed in. We're trying to get them out now. Then you have these judges, district court judges. That's why they're district courts. Their ruling should only apply to their district, okay, and not the U.S. wide. And they're fighting us. And I say us. I'm a Republican. And the Republicans are in command as we as they are now. So, folks, it's we, and it must be that way. We against them, they are the Democrats, okay? We against them, and because they are with the illegals. And some of these illegals, folks, I spent a lot of time in law enforcement and military law enforcement also. And let me tell you, how can they try to protect these idiots who snuck across the border? Some of them walked across the border. Do you know that when that there's a legal system, folks, for people to come in to America? And the legal system is such that it vets, okay, the individuals. And they do it by lottery. And I've been in several embassies in Africa. I was there about 6 years. In South America, I was there. So I visit many embassies, and I know what the procedure is. So we try to get the best and the brightest to come to America, okay? When they hop the border like they're hopping, they're not the best. They're not the brightest, okay? A lot of countries empty their prisons because guess where they're coming? To America. That's where they're coming. The Cubans did that when Castro emptied his prisons and jails. And we had a lot of problems. I was in law enforcement then. We had a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And that's what's happening now, okay? And those individuals who are coming over, they're not good people. I'm not saying all of them, okay? Maybe a few of them. But they're not good people. And you could see it. You could see it. But to have a sitting judge, okay, have a hearing for one of those individuals. And let me tell you something. There's no way a judge here is going to be able to vet an illegal. Okay? There's no way. Because they're not coming with records. They're not coming with real names. They're not coming. It's very difficult. Okay? You've got to have that information from the source countries. Now, at least ICE and the U.S. government has ways of finding out. Okay? They have ways to find out. I can remember when I was stationed in Africa, and the inquiries used to come in into my office, and to my office, and I used to hand them out to my agents, and wanted us to do a background or law enforcement background check. That's when I was in Nigeria. And folks, unbelievable. Unbelievable results, and not good results, okay? Not good results. So it is difficult to vet these individuals. You don't know if they have the right name. You don't know if they went to school or they didn't. You don't know their criminal background. You don't know that, folks. And they're here. It's too late now. And what the administration is trying to do is round them up and get them back and send them back to where they came. And you want to come back? You want to come here? Then do it the legal way, okay? Through the American embassy in your country. That is the only legal way. And then if you come here as a farm worker, you come in for so many months a year, then you go back to your country, okay? And then if you want to come back next year, you can come back. But you go back to your country. These individuals who are here now, folks, let me tell you, they're dangerous. They are. And I see them. I see them in Baldwin County. I see them in Baldwin County. They just haven't been picked up yet. And then when you see the women, they're pregnant. They're pregnant. That's their safety net by getting pregnant. Because I can tell you, one of the law enforcement person in Nigeria with me, his wife was 7 months pregnant. She came here. She had the baby. All of a sudden, her son is a U.S. citizen. And they will get that document right away, okay? Now, her son has never been in the U.S. since that time. But he's over there, and he's an American citizen. That's what they do. That's what they do, folks. Okay? He is an American citizen because his mother snuck over here At 7 months pregnant, she had him, and then she took him back to Africa. And he is a U.S. citizen. That's what President Trump is trying to stop. It's called birthright citizenry. Okay? We cannot allow that to continue. We cannot allow that to continue. So these are the things that are happening right under your nose, and you don't know it. These individuals that you see on these construction sites and some of these other sites, they may look innocent, folks. They may look innocent, but they're not innocent. They know how to act. They know how to act, and they'll do it in public. But some of them are very dangerous. So you better wake up, America. You better wake up. And we see that in Europe, in France, England. They've been overrun by illegals, and they're having many problems. And it's almost like that here with the Biden administration and the Obama administration, where they allowed so many of them in, okay? And we have to stop it. We have to get them out of here, folks. And you Americans who are helping them, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be in jail. You should be in jail. You should be in jail. And a lot of fault also lies with the churches. The churches will go over there and on crusades and stuff, and the folks will convince them to write a letter of invitation for them to come to America. And after you do that, they're not going to return back to their country, okay? So the churches are big fault for that. So we've only have ourselves to blame. Only ourselves, folks. America is being, excuse my language, I don't want to say that, but America is in trouble. It's in trouble. Hopefully, after the Trump administration, we'll have another conservative administration so we can continue to get these criminals out of here. Criminals out of here. It's going to take years to get them out, folks. And even the women that are having all these children, they have to go too. They must go. Okay? So this is my little spill for today, because I can tell you, we are in trouble. I feel sorry for my children and my grandchildren. I really do. And some of these Democrat leaders, they should be in jail for what they're doing. They should be in prison for what they're doing. And there should be a way to kick them out of office, okay? We need to come up with something, because they are bad. They are bad. They are more concerned with the illegals than the people in their residence, in their cities. Okay? All right, think about that. Think about that. We'll continue it next week. Until that time, folks, Vicon Dales.